Mambo number 5, that's Lou Bega on Nova 103.5. It is ShopRite and Checkers champion Boerewors competition time. Chef Sinead Prinsloo in the studio with me once again. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning. It's so lovely to be here on this cold morning now that they've opened all the doors to all the freezers at once.
Well, you're looking nice and warm. Your top matches your hair nicely and your glasses.
Oh, thank you for noticing, dear.
So let's do some tips. I won't say tricks, but some tips for people this morning. If people are planning on entering their Boerewors in the competition, what specific criteria do the judges look for in a winning recipe?
Okay, so in the first place, it's important to know what we are looking for. We are looking for an original Boerewors recipe. So we're not looking for somebody that buys a Boerewors, buys a tin of chakalaka. That's not a Boerewors recipe. That is how to cook a nice wors. Mm. So we want a original Boerewors recipe. That is something you get from your oma or a nice a cookbook from the olden days. So you must actually go and sit down and say 1 kilo of meat and this much fat, and you must decide in the meat it must be at least 90% meat if it's a good Boerewors, and of that 90%, not more than 30% fat. So for the meat, we normally suggest around 70% of beef, and then you decide, are you adding mutton, or are you adding the fat from sheep, mm-hmm. or from a pig. So you can use you know, the fat from a pig, but that doesn't last as long. Just remember, you can't keep that wors for too long, but for the competition, you're not going to keep it that long anyway. And some people prefer that type of fat.
Okay.
Other people buy nice scarp starter, you know, mm-hmm. or they use a Percy and they add, because it contains a lot of fat, and they add all of that. As I said, we've also had a wors before that won the competition that used only beef fat.
Okay.
But then you use that nice yellow fat that sits on the ribs. Never use the fat between the organs. You know, that hard fat. That never melts and it stays in little lumps in the Boerewors, and it's not nice at all.
Mm.
You're not allowed to use any organ meats.
Okay.
Use a good meat, because you don't want the judges to think, oh, I need a toothpick to get all the all the sinew from between my teeth after that Boerewors. I'm definitely not going to buy. So use a good quality meat. It's only 2 kilos you have to make for this competition. So if you really want to win the 150,000, go for the best meat you can find.
Yeah.
You know, nice topside or a brisket or something, and then you mince it with a fat, and then the other 10% of the is the liquids, mm-hmm. and the spices. So the liquids, we normally suggest brown vinegar, because it's softer in the mouth. You know, you get awful tasting vinegars these days. They purely chemical mixes.
Mm.
And then also they use Worcestershire sauce. Don't use too much. Turns your wors black. We don't like a wors that looks black. People eat with their eyes. They want a nice pink wors. And then people use a lot of people use crushed ice.
Okay.
Yes. As a liquid.
Oh.
Because that keeps everything nice and cold when you work with the meat, and when you mince it, and when you stuff it. Especially in a shop or something, when they make like 50 kilos of Boerewors and the stuff, and they put it in that machine and they go zzzz and it stuffs. If it gets too hot, it melts the fat in the mix, and then it becomes one long pink Boerewors. And it doesn't look that nice, you know. So you want to be able to see the little pieces of fat and the little pieces of meat. Then we get to the spices. So the spices are very important. You must mix it through properly. I explained to the kids the other day when I gave a class, you know, when they make it in butcheries, they use like a little cement mixer. You know, that little thing that goes round. To make sure that they mix the spices thoroughly through the meat. You don't want to... Remember, when we judge a Boerewors, it comes to the judges on a plate, and they actually cut it open lengthwise. They first look if you used a natural casing. That's very important. You use a sheep casing, 22 to 24 millimeters for this competition. So we check if the casing is right. Then we cut the wors course in the length, and we open it up and we look at what's inside. You also have to send in a little bottle of your spice mix. We look at that spice mix. You know, if you add too much MSG, it stands out. If you keep it in the light, they shine like diamonds.
Uh-huh.
And then if you taste it, you can also taste it in the back of your mouth. It actually feels as if somebody's tingling your tongue at the back. And it gives a metal aftertaste, which is not nice. And then we know they've used the back batch pack. A lot of people enter a recipe and then 2 days before the competition they realize, oh, damn, I don't have time to make that special recipe and I'm just going to get a batch back. The judges won't notice. We will notice. I promise you that. Also remember, for this competition, you're not allowed to use game. You can make boerewors from game on your farm. It's still a boerewors legally, but you're not allowed to use game for this competition. Mm. So the spices are normally coriander, and use nice fresh coriander, roast it a little bit in the oven or on a dry pan. Your house smells nice, and then you put it in a grinder. I use that little coffee grinder if I use a lot, or otherwise I put it in my mortar and pestle. So you don't want pieces that's too big. And then black pepper or white pepper, salt. Some people use a bit of sugar, a little bit of cumin, sometimes cloves, not too much cloves. That numbs your mouth, and it also doesn't give a nice taste if it's too much. And also, it can turn the boerewors black if it's too much. Mm. The vinegar and the Worcester sauce also does that. So if you taste the boerewors, you want a nice, even taste. You want nothing to stand out. You know, after you've eaten a boerewors, even though coriander is my favorite thing in the world, there's a lot of people that don't like it. So you want to give your boerewors, you want to cook a little bit. What I do is I make the mix and then I make a little patty and I fry that and I taste and I add and I fry a little patty. I don't go through the whole schlep of putting it into a casing.
Mm.
That's easier to taste. Give it to your auntie, your uncle, your oma, your opa, even your neighbor and people that don't like you so that they can give you their honest opinion. Is it enough salt? Maybe it's too sweet. Maybe there's too much cloves inside. Maybe the pepper is overpowering. We once had a sausage that somebody entered that just had too much pepper inside. So everybody was sitting there burning their mouth, you know, with their mouths burning. We've even had worse with a lot of some way people find a recipe with pimento or mixed spice and then it tastes like a Christmas boerewors. All you taste is cinnamon. I want to say it's it. So just think a bit further. That's not the taste. So people get they get so desperate, then they look up a recipe, but they don't think what it's going to taste, and they don't really make it.
Mm.
You know, and they don't realize that you can actually hang it from a Christmas tree because it smells of cinnamon, but it's not really a horse that can win a competition.
Yeah. And your recipe needs to be able to be replicable because, you know, if it does win, it's going to be on the shelves.
Absolutely. That recipe then goes to a company that makes it into batch packs to make it easier for all the different people in the different shops to make it. And then when you walk past that shelf in the next year, you can proudly say, "Eh, that's mine." Stop and look. And you know, I talk to so many people and it's really, really always a fabulous boerewors. You know, you can always buy it. It will always taste nice.
I was in the shops the other day and someone was actually asking one of the ladies in the checkers and saying, "Oh, there's so many. Which boerewors should I?" And the lady in the shop just said, "It's easy. Just buy the champion one."
Yes. And have you seen they even use that mix now to make thicker boerewors? For the people that lives here and that prefer a thicker boerewors, there's a few South Africans, I guess, that wants to buy it here. And they even use that same mix to make into patties.
Okay.
So you can buy a champion patty. I've even bought that, you know, if you want to make hamburgers and you don't have time to make patties. So that's also very nice. You can buy it in different forms these days. That's how popular it is.
Oh, there we go. ShopRite and Checkers, Namibian Champion Boerewors Competition. You do still have time to win your share of 300,000 Namibia dollars in shopping vouchers. Get your recipe in. Enter online at championvorse.com. Bye, dankie, Sanet.
Thank you. And all the rules are there, all the regulations, all the hints, how to make a boerewors. Go through the whole look, if I can do it, you can do it. Go through the whole web page. It's got a lot of info and you can't go wrong. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Maybe I won't even see you because, you know, as I explained, we always sit far away from all the entrance.
Blind tasting, yeah.
Blind tasting. All we see is a nommer and a wors.
So you're looking forward to tasting their wors?
Absolutely.